Good morning. The time is 9:06, currently in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Mostly cloudy skies, 39 degrees is the temperature. I'm Chad Holmes, hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm sure that as we started the second hour, the folks who are watching on our stream, which you can see on our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or your Bow Falls Radio X page, I am sure they enjoyed seeing me gargle right before the start of the second hour. But it gives a little bit of life, at least to start off the segment. And then as I talk more and more and more, it's going to go downhill. But I bet you that that is probably the highlight of anybody watching the stream right now.
I'm sure they understand how it is. I mean, everybody gets sore throats eventually. And
I talk too much. That's my problem. I talk all the time.
That's the problem with a lot of people is we all talk too much sometimes.
Well, all these games and then, you know, the shows and everything else. And and then just normal talking. But at least it's getting better. When I first started the first hour, I was like, oh, man,
It sounds a little better.
It does. It's a little bit better. So we're going to go through this final hour of the week and then hopefully be able to come back closer to normal when we start Monday again. He is Ian Welsh. I am Chad Holmes. And Ian, again, Friday, heading to the weekend.
Oh, yes.
I know you're going to help me out tomorrow with our broadcast, but any other plans tomorrow in terms of the weekend or even Sunday?
Not very too bigger plans. However, I would like to say that there is another round of auditions for Anything Goes tomorrow. For those of you who couldn't make last weekend, there's another round of auditions tomorrow from 11 until 2 p.m., I believe. There will be possible callbacks on Sunday by invitation from the director only. And then they should have the cast list posted by Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Fantastic.
So it'll be very exciting to see what happens in the next couple of days.
Best of show. Yeah, best of luck getting cast in a part that you are looking to be
able to perform. So.
Very, very good. Last night, of course, was the State of the Union address. And as I talked about in the first hour, the thing that we have to avoid looking at is just the performance aspect of it. Yeah, the president did well. And one thing, and I wanted to bring this up with you. Again, we talked about this previously. The president of the United States, when he was a young boy, had a very bad stutter. And I know that you have had, you know, had to work through a stutter to be on stage and to perform in these nearly 40 shows. And even last night, you could see from time to time, and even, you know, I know that when you're on stage, from time to time, you have to get through it. I just think that the courage that the president over his entire public life has shown has been very, very impressive, as well with yourself, to be able to say, no, I'm not going to let this stop me from doing something I want to do. Yeah. But I imagine that someone like the president that has that story, and I know that he has talked about it with others who have had the issue of stuttering. I imagine that's something that is it's great to see, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I've watched some speeches of him talking about his past experience with stuttering and how he was bullied and teased for it, but he got a lot of help and he got a lot of support and he was able to work through it, even if it's not like completely gone, because naturally stuttering, it doesn't just go away overnight. It's something that sticks with you for most of your life. But it's not something that you have to be afraid of. And that's one of the reasons I admire him. I respect him because he's someone that I can relate to about this. He's somebody who understands what I'm going through, and I can really appreciate that. And I admire his courage for running for president and getting up there and putting up with all this criticism and the showmanship and just trying to focus on the issues and actually just helping people.
Back in the 2020 campaign, at the very start, before the Iowa caucuses, I was watching C-SPAN, and he had a small event, you know, in a home. And then afterwards, and C-SPAN always keeps the cameras on, you know, afterwards when they're shaking hands and talking.
Right.
And after the event was over, a couple came with their child and explained to the then candidate, Joe Biden, that, like himself, that this young person had a stutter. And what the president... now president, but then candidate, you're watching this on C-SPAN. And again, I'm thinking, I've been watching this, I'm thinking, how many people are actually watching this right now? Not many, but I was wishing everybody would watch it because he got down, you know, to eye level with this child and just said, you know, any help that you need, reach out to me. I will talk to you. I will help you. Anything that you can, that you need. And that he talked about his own experiences, about how, you know, there are hard times, but if you just keep trying to get better and to have goals, it really helps a lot. But it was such a human moment. And that's one thing that, again, that I think that beyond all the bluster that we see within the, politics and the media, if you focus on who he is, who his opponent is, I think, you know, if you think about that, I mean, even those who are of the more conservative persuasion, do you want to reward the behavior that you see from the former president? I just don't understand that. He is somebody that is truly a bully. He is.
Yeah.
He's been a bully his whole life. He's a bully up to this very day. And then you have a guy that has shown over and over again. We hear stories over and over again about where somebody writes to him saying that they had suffered a loss, like he had suffered a loss with his first wife and his daughter who had passed away in a automobile accident back in 1972 that just completely, you know, tore apart his life. And, you know, he uses those experiences to help others. I've never heard a story of where Mr. Trump has done anything to help others. Yeah. Everything is about him. We need that kind of leadership in this country. And beyond that, again, we need to look at these issues. And we talked about these Arizona voters who were surveyed as they watched live, not partisans, but soft Republicans, soft Democrats, independents. And when the president talked about these specific issues, whether it was healthcare, or whether it's about junk fees, or whether it's about jobs, democracy.
And unions.
Unions. I did get to democracy. Standing for free and fair elections. When the president talked about that, they spiked for positivity. So again, fair and free elections is not a partisan issue, as much as Donald Trump wants to make it that way. So that's another issue, that if you're talking about the issues as opposed to the theatrics, it's like talking about the set for a play.
Exactly.
You know, it's wonderful if you have a great set. It's great if you have a great, you know, if you have the production values for a speech. But what are you saying within that speech? That's what's important. And that's why I'm not going to, in the next 8 months, be talking consistently about polls or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not important. It's the issues. It's what a party or a candidate can do for the American people in the next 4 years. So, again, it's just
not always about the numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have seen where, yes, polls have a certain snapshot quality to them. But
a little bit,
yes. But we then see actual votes that come in, even in these off-year elections, where the numbers were not the same as they were for the polling up to the election. I truly believe that polling is pretty accurate. But what we all we do is talk about that. That leads to a mindset where sometimes I think people think, well, you know, if the polls say this, I'm not going to vote or something like that. And we cannot have it be that way.
It's not just about the polls. You actually have to go out and talk to people about the issues and actually see the problems that people want addressed and how we can fix them. It's not just a number on a page. It's about human issues that affect everybody.
Exactly. So, and another issue that we talked about was the abortion issue, about who should be making these decisions. And, you know, when he talked about that, again, the ratings went up. These again, these were not partisans. But, so, again, it just feels like over and over again on the issues, the president is in a good spot if this campaign could become about the issues. And unfortunately, the last two campaigns were not about the issues. They were about Donald Trump and the craziness and the circus atmosphere around Donald Trump. But what is Donald Trump talking about when it comes to issues? I think people need to look at that. It's not about him. It's about the country. And also one thing I wanted to mention real quickly before we get set for Paul Bickling in the next few minutes. This morning, job numbers came out again, and once again, every month it seems like we see this, job numbers above exceeding expectations. So again, it's like the policies that have been put through by the President of the United States has been effective. Strong job numbers again. Every month they keep saying, well, it's going to slow down. No, it just keeps getting better and better and better. It's because, I think, of very good policies being put through.
Indeed.
We're going to come back, have Paul Bickling coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Friday morning, almost 9:21, 37 degrees, downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Friday morning, time to talk some Wisconsin sports with Paul Bickling. Good morning.
Good morning. You had an easy week. What's going on here?
The thing was, it was like the first 2 months of this year, it was always battling something. And then finally, felt pretty good. I thought, this is good. And then like Tuesday night, I started feeling a little tickle in the throat, and it's been getting a little worse. And then woke up this morning with this croaking, and even last night was a little bit. I sucked it up, got through it, but you know, and what do you need to do? You need to rest it. But unfortunately, I don't get a chance to rest it very often. So,
no, I suppose that's a bad profession to be in.
It's sort of like if you were running the 60 meters. And you had a pulled hamstring. It's not fun.
No. And you're a track athlete.
There you go.
So your job is to run.
Yeah.
So it's like, kind of.
No, not good.
You know what they say, though? What's the best?
What do they say?
No. What did I say?
What do you say?
What's the best ability?
That's Mike McCarthy who says
well,
that.
I know. I stole it.
There you go. Hey, Badgers last night. You know, I said earlier to to Mike Clemens. Anybody has a microphone, it's easy to say, must win, but they kind of needed that one going into Purdue this weekend, right?
Well, when they're down by 9, I was a little worried. I'm not going to sit here and
it was a bad February, so they needed that baby.
But you know, athletics is sports has come to a point of.
Oh,
it's like politics. Well, it's like politics. I mean, honestly, like there's everybody's got an opinion, and honestly, I live in the world of facts.
Let's talk about facts. Again, they had a bad February. They have a game against Purdue coming up. How is that sort of? How am I not being factual that said that?
No, I didn't say you. Did I say you?
Oh, well,
I didn't say you.
But you started going. But that was a significant win last night, wasn't it? I mean,
it was. It was
because they were falling. I mean, I know everyone's saying, "Oh, they're in," but if they keep losing. At some point, it's gotta catch up to you, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, let's look at Minnesota lost to Indiana at home, okay? Indiana's 16-14. The reality of it, this is the reality of it, folks, is we're in a different world now with the NIL, and it's a different time and place of this stuff. In the last 5 years, the guy has been a two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year. We had a bad February.
We're not talking about Greg Garland. We're talking about the Wisconsin Badgers.
No, I am talking about the Wisconsin Badgers, okay? They're projected as a number 6 seed yet here. They still have the opportunity to do things that are possible. And you know what? The reality of it is, I don't think their hot streak, they were somewhere in the middle from the cold streak to the hot streak. They never got blown out except for the game at Rutgers. They had a tough game. They had lost 2 games in overtime. Okay, that's quick talking silly, people, because, you know, it's honestly, to think about it is,
well, I mean, that's
let it play out.
That's the way we are now. You're right. You're exactly right. Where... again, showing my age, there used to be a time where you allowed coaches to go through ups and downs, because it's so rare that somebody's always going to be, every year it's going to be, you know, top 3 seed in the tournament or going to Sweet 16 or Elite 8. The way I look at it, do you think the guy could do the job long term? There's going to be ups and downs, but do you have a guy that you think can do the job? They got a guy who can do the job. He's proven he can do the job. I don't understand. And everybody always has this next level thought in their head, right? I mean, oh, he can take it to the next level. So more often than not, they go down to the next level, which is down.
But Bo Ryan's son, he did a pretty good job over at UWGB, didn't he? He's coaching JV at West DePere, I think it is, or DePere, this year. You know,
where did that come from?
Well, my point being is that, you know.
What is your point here? I'm trying to figure out.
Well, because Bo Ryan wasn't he the next, wasn't he the greatest? So his son must be the best, like the next best thing, the next best thing.
You're saying that to me? You're talking about nepotism being the next best.
Okay, I guess mine was even worse. Yes, correct. I gave you a worse.
No, really
I'm not saying this.
No, but I'm. You know how I feel about that.
But Will Ryan was going to be the next great thing.
Being the son of somebody means nothing. You got to do it yourself. You got to earn it.
Quite frankly, I should have even explained it. I set you up. I set you up with a softball there. My point being is that the next best thing is always the next best thing. We don't know. I was going to your point
that
sometimes the next best thing might not be the next best thing. Right. We don't know for sure if it's going to be the next best thing. And the guy comes in the year after now. And with that, with the transfer portal and all that stuff, now suddenly, I'm not saying that they're great, but they're in the middle of the pack in the horizon. And I think they won on Tuesday or whatever. it doesn't even matter. But my point being is that there's a lot of things going on to that. Why did that guy go from Boston College as a head coach to defense coordinator of the Green Bay Packers? One of the major things was because he didn't want to deal with this stuff anymore. The landscape has changed.
Why would anybody want to be a college coach rather than an NFL coach? I don't, because in the NFL, there's a lot of pressure and you have a lot of work, but you have that in college. And then you have to add recruiting and all this other stuff nowadays. It makes no. I would say, but he probably said, absolutely. I'll be on that next plane to Green Bay because
I'll be getting paid the same, And I won't have to do as much, I don't want to say babysitting, but that's what, you know, and coddling and
fewer press conferences.
Fewer press conferences. I mean, I can just actually do football. That was the first thing he said in his press conference.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, he goes, you know what? I've watched more football in the last week than I have in the last year.
And we see it a lot in the high school ranks. And I think we're going to see a lot more of it in the college ranks, where you don't see the Coach K's or the Jim Boeheim's that last 40 years. But that's not going to happen anymore. There's a lot on the plates for these guys now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just not the outside people putting pressure on them. You know what I mean? That's just the dynamics of what it is in college athletics right now, of kids moving and trying to appease them, trying to make sure the art of building people up is gone.
And there's also bigger swings. I think there used to be a fan. Well, if you're doing pretty well, you could maintain it. But nowadays, boy, every year you lose a couple of your studs, you could be right down to the middle or the bottom part of your conference. A lot more swings where once you, and I think a lot of these coaches said, okay, the big job was getting them in. Now it's like every single day you got to stroke these kids and make sure they don't go away.
It has changed. In the past, you would look and go, hey, you know what? The Badgers are going to be in pretty good shape next year. They're only losing a senior. Yeah,
we have no idea.
We have no idea anymore.
So bottom line is, chill out on guard. Everybody, we got a good one here.
I didn't say we had a good one. Just let it play out. Just let it play out.
There you go. What would happen to Sports Talk Radio if you just let it all play out?
I don't even want to go into that.
9:29, information update, news, weather, and sports coming up, and then back with Paul Micklink here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 at 12:30. And welcome back. Big high school sports show. Man, I got holes in my head right now. Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 12:30. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. I was thinking, because when Marquette played UConn the other night, I was doing the big high school sports show while MU was on the court against UConn. And two losses in a row for MU. Yeah, another tough road game tomorrow night to wrap up the Big East before the big tournament at MSG next week. But we were talking. I mean, it just shows that one piece goes away. Holy cow, things, even for the best teams, it's very fragile, isn't it, with Tyler Cole
being out.
Well,
I was thinking that they should fire Shaka Smart.
There you go.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Get rid of
Hashtag fire Shaka.
Fired
right?
Two losses in a row. Didn't win the title this year.
Got knocked out in the round of 32 last year. There's obviously some problems there.
Yes, terrible. He's something is missing.
He can win those meaningless games in January, but you know.
Yeah, but anybody can do that. Even Wojo, bring him back too.
Wojo? I keep forgetting to look up. Where is Wojo?
He's
taking those checks every 2 weeks from MU. That's what he's.
That's what he is doing. What's that? Where's
Waldo?
Waldo. Yeah. Where's Wojo?
Where's Wojo? Well, there's Wojo. I know he did some TV last year. Is he still doing TV? I don't even know.
I think he is actually coaching somewhere.
Is he coaching with?
I didn't say he's a head coach.
Is he coaching
with
Will Ryan over at the TV squad?
Did you like that? Did you like that little tidbit that you had?
I'm going to have to throw that in there somewhere.
So the moral of the story is, any high school coach, if you guys want to have a dream, me included, that it's still always there. We can go from high school to college to back to JV basketball.
Exactly right. But for MU, I mean, you said it. It just looks a lot harder right now, doesn't it, without Tyler Kolek?
They just don't look as smooth offensively, which, again, there's a reason why the guy's an All-American. They look choppy. They look like they're struggling to get points, to score. I thought their defense was still at a high level, but it's just offensively, when you take straw that stirs the drink away, it definitely that drink ain't going to taste as good. And right now it's not. And they have weapons, though. They have other guys around it, which is good. I mean, they really, I thought they played well against Creighton, against UConn. Now, again, is that UConn's defense, too, so that's making that, too? You know what I'm saying? Right. So struggle, because they, let's be honest, when they did have Kolek over at UConn, they didn't do much better. I mean, no. They did a lot worse, to be quite frank with
them.
Not a good day. So so part of it might be UConn's defense on that. And you just don't want to slip to that, 3-4 kind of seed, because then you're going to end up having a Marquette against a Wisconsin 3-6 game kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? If Wisconsin's at that sixth level, that's what you'd have in the second round. And that's not a guaranteed win.
Right. We saw it last year. I mean, Michigan State at a 7 was a tough opponent. I mean, and I think that was a little unlucky, because Michigan State, I think, was a bit better than a 7, but they had struggled and just got in. But you get to that, but you get to the 6 and the 5s, boy, I mean, it does get a little bit, there's a reason. I'm real smart here with math. 6 is better than 7, 5 is better than 6. But real fast, Wojo is actually coaching in the G League. The NBA G League.
That's where it was.
Yeah, the Salt Lake City Stars. That's where he moved to, after
he... Is he a head?
He is the, it says, yeah, it looks like it.
I thought maybe he'd be like a volunteer assistant, because so he could keep, I mean, I don't know how that money goes.
I'm guessing the G League does not pay that well, so he's probably still getting plenty of, he's going to milk that Marquette money as long as he can.
How's his record? Record? Are they undefeated?
I don't know.
Wojo should be undefeated. He's probably coach of the year in the G League.
His Wikipedia, says Stephen Michael Wojciechowski, also known as Wojo. Exactly. So.
And again, he's a great guy. I'm not saying he's not a good guy or whatever the case might be, but it was one of those things where sometimes you can't recreate the original.
Right.
And then if you try to recreate the original, it doesn't work out sometimes. The second one, the sequel, is not as good as the original.
128-95 at Marquette, 59-68 in the Big East. So, our weekly Wojo update.
Weekly. Make sure everybody calls in on that one, because I know everybody wants to know Wojo.
So, I mean, it's funny. It's to wrap up the college basketball aspect. Back earlier in the year, it felt like, hey, both MU and Wisconsin are going to be playing deep. Every week that goes by, it's like, if we get one of them to the Sweet 16, we'll be in good shape.
And that would, because then it makes it closer to the summer and one more week.
Every season for you is about going, the football season, make sure the Packers go one more week. If basketball, make sure they go one more week.
One more week.
Brewers, Eve, get to the wild card. At least
no, Brewers, that we don't care, because it's football season, right? So
you're right.
So we're okay for that. And the way they look, and I don't think we have to worry about that. But
Do you follow the Brewers at all during spring training? Have you noticed anything? Or is it just...
I
can't say.
Wade Miley, is out right now, and they said they don't know if he's going to be back for the start of the year.
All of a sudden, then, what was the strength? And again, Peralta is good, but he's not a horse.
He's a 3.
Maybe. And when he's pitching well, he goes 5 innings because he throws so many pitches, but he gets all these strikeouts.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, boy, they're gonna wear out their bullpen this year, aren't they?
They're going to wear them out, and I think they're going to have – it's going to be a whole new – if they can put together – this is almost like Moneyball, the movie. If they can put their pitching staff anywhere close, their starting group, anywhere close to where it was – I think it would be a miracle.
And the thing is, again, everything I read says that they got a lot of young talent. So maybe, who knows, maybe in the long term, having a tough start, bringing those young guys, who knows? I don't know.
And the batting, we have moved on from, we still have some young guys, don't get me wrong. They're all young, but a lot of them have that year experience. Right. So if they're going to make that jump, it's got to be pretty soon here. Next year, like this year, next year. I know in baseball it takes a little longer, but if you can hit, you can hit. It doesn't matter if it's a single A, double A, triple A, major leagues. If you can hit, you can hit. If you can't hit, you can't hit. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to have to out – score people. I guess. I mean.
Oh man, that's
a little bit, right? Don't you agree?
But the thing about it in recent years, boy, they've struggled putting up runs on a consistent basis. But with these young guys, yeah, maybe it's a time to turn the page a little bit. You know,
with five or six runs, we're looking at more consistently than the past.
But we've not seen that at all in recent years.
But I don't think we're asking for miracles when we're – I mean, if that's where you're putting your money to.
One thing about baseball, I just got to make a point here. I really hate that they start the regular season in March. It always felt better when it was in April. I don't like – I know that they got to stretch it out and all these playoff teams now because they have longer playoffs. But, man, I just think it's too soon. It doesn't feel – and then they – you know, they're opening up against, you know, the end of the NCAA tournament and all that stuff. And it's like, I don't like it one bit. And also one thing that came out this week, and I don't know if you saw this. Fox Television is going to have a Friday night college football game every Friday night this year. Every week. You know how
are they good games?
I don't care.
I'm
assuming that if it's on the Fox Network, there are going to be Big Ten games and stuff like that. And whoever else they got, I don't even know who else they got nowadays.
Well, I just didn't know if it was like Mac Tuesday or legit teams.
Wisconsin's all for it. They always play on Friday nights.
And I shouldn't say legit team. I'm just saying I didn't know if they were going to have a conference aligned to it.
Do you see these Mac-shit games where there's like 12 people in the crowd? It's like made for TV. I hate those.
I'll be honest with you, Tuesday night, I'll watch them.
You maybe should read a book.
Maybe I should read a book.
Read a book.
Get smarter, right? I'm wasting my time. But but a Friday night, though, obviously I won't be watching. So you're going to take a lot of your audience away.
And it used to be a time not too long ago with colleges said, you know, we respect high schools. Now they don't because it's all about the money.
They respect money.
They
like the money.
Everything in life now is about the money. Not everything, I guess. But we see so many decisions are made strictly on that. It's like, and the thing about it, and again, I'm going to get on my soapbox here. The more you get, it's almost like the more that they have to get. You know, it's like there's okay, we got enough. Roger Goodell, we have to continue to expand the NFL. I mean, how much does the NFL need?
But, I mean, I won't look it's at both their, sides. That is his job. I mean, know, you know what I mean? That is his job. That's why he's getting paid all that money.
Yeah, he can't put his feet on the desk and say, okay, I've done my job. I'll keep getting the checks.
Yes. I mean, he's got to do something to make sure those owners want to keep on paying. But
I just found it, you know, again, that because, you know, we like the high school stuff. We talk about the college and pros as well. But it's like on a Friday night, I don't want that focus going away from where it should be, which is listening to me on a Friday night.
That should be the focus. You sound like others. Somebody else I know that it's all about them.
All about me.
I was listening to you talking about that.
I'm more like Trump every day, I tell you. I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to say, you know, Bigley. No.
But you're right. It does take away from it, and there's not a doubt about it.
We got to talk about the Bucks before we wrap it up. Lose by 35. Clean house.
Time done.
Done. I tell
Over.
You. That game Wednesday, I mean, I saw nothing. Everybody's done.
Done. We need a new coach. Doc's got to go. It was one of those things where, honestly, you knew it was coming.
And the Warriors had lost by like 50.
Plus against Boston on Sunday, you knew they were going to come out and they were going to at home shoot the lights out. And the Bucks, Giannis, we didn't know if he was going to play that night. And Milton obviously still out.
And I will give you credit because I made the wheelchair comment about Pat Beverly, and he was great against the Clippers earlier in the week. And I was watching and I knew you were going to say something. I knew I was going to do it first, but I was slow on the uptake.
I thought it was nice with it though. I thought you when
were,
I told you,
you were nicer than you tend to be at times when you're saying, "Hey, I'm right and you're wrong."
It was a good day.
Yes, you did. And the thing was, it was a very, it was completely, as you like to say, it was facts.
It was facts. The guy does bring energy to the team that does.
Yeah, I mean, he did the job, and you're right. I mean, sometimes it's all about that connection with Yeah. I've pointed at someone at the door.
Yes.
I'm like an aircraft. Okay. I'm an aircraft controller here. But what generally, no, that was, I thought, really, without Giannis and without Middleton, he's going to come back eventually, right?
And the thing is that at this point in time, he's going to give up his $1.5 million bonus with the games played. So now it's basically literally just get him ready for the playoffs and get that continuity in there. Because I'll tell you, they're a different team. I'm not saying better or worse, but they're a different team when he's there because he plays different kind of basketball. So they have to get him involved a little more on that. So it'll be interesting to see when he comes back because I think he has to play literally, I think it's every game for the rest of the season to get that bonus, $1.5 million. And I don't see him... I don't see him playing tonight yet.
No. But it's been dragging. I mean, really, it starts to think, well, what's...
They're being oversafe.
Well, yeah, but is there something else to it?
No, I don't think they're lying this time. Sometimes I think they're faking it, but I think this time they're actually just... Why get him hurt in this game or why cause something that doesn't need to be done?
You got Pat Bever, so we're fine tonight against the Lakers.
When he hit some threes, I just thought of you the whole time.
I'm sure
laughing.
You did.
And
I'm
he's
sure
laughing and having fun, and him and Portis.
And no wheelchair to be found.
And no wheelchair. And he said he played like 30 minutes or close to it that night. And he said something, I think after the post game, he said something about Chad Holmes back in Wausau.
And that's a guy that always does have that chip. He likes it. So I take part of the credit. So
Yes.
All right, well. Good to see you. Have a good weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
Only one game this week. You're a little slow this week.
Oh, thank goodness.
You get better. Get that taken care of, and hopefully you got some games next week.
There you go. Paul Micklick, we'll come back. One more segment to go. Can I make it? We're going to find out. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, it's been a rough couple of hours. Glad you've been able to stick it out with us. Again, I apologize as the voice is just, it's fallen off the cliff here this morning, but wanted to still plow out through and glad you could be with us here. It is the 8th day of March of 2024. That means we are now to day number 68, 298 days remaining in 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1936, the first stock car race was held in Daytona Beach, Florida. On this date in 1993, President Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire. 1998, surgeons in China removed two of a 32-year-old farmer's three tongues to allow him to speak and eat normally for the first time in 20 years. The man had grown a second tongue at age 5 and a third by age 12. On this date in 2003, North Dakota Governor John Hovind reported receiving three calls the first week on his new secure emergency phone installed at the request of the Federal Department of Homeland Security, one wrong number and two from telemarketers. On this date in 2009, the last of the Circuit City stores closed their doors. On this date in 2012, the first comprehensive map of the debris field of the Titanic was revealed. And on this date in 2019, all 28 members of the U.S. National Women's Soccer Team filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation, accusing it of institutional gender discrimination. The lawsuit claims that the discrimination affected not only the amount the players were paid, but also their playing, training, and travel conditions. On February 22, 2022, the U.S. Soccer Federation agreed to settle the lawsuit for $24 million. So famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees is 79 years old. NBC News anchor Lester Holt turning 65. Aidan Quinn of Elementary is 65. Cameron Manheim, Law and Order, The Practice, is 63 years old today. Freddie Prinze Jr. from She's All That, I Know What You Did Last Summer, is 48 years old today. Actor James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek and CSI Cyber, turning 47 years old today. Tattoo artist and reality TV star Kat Von D is 42. Young lady who is the person on the AT&T commercials. You know those AT&T commercials?
Oh, yes.
What's the name of the character? I can't remember.
Lily
from the AT&T commercials. Milana Vantrub.
Oh.
She is 37 years old today. And Montana Jordan Georgie on Young Sheldon is 21 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from
happy
all
birthday.
Of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Middle Name Pride Day.
Oh, my middle name is Glenn.
Glenn? Well, that's a good name.
I was named after my dad.
There you go. Mine is Evan. I don't care for it that much, but so be it.
Evan's a nice name.
There you go. So it's Middle Name Pride Day, Proofreading Day, International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This one I don't get. Be Nasty Day. Don't be nasty.
No.
Peanut Cluster Day, Proofreading Day, Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. And time now.
Okay.
What are you, 3-1 this week?
Yes, I am.
3-1, man.
I beat my record, so let's hope I can keep it going.
So now you can beat that record even one more time.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. All right, the number for the day. The number of days it took to cross the U.S. for the first time in an automobile. So the first time that somebody crossed the U.S. in an automobile from East Coast to West Coast, how many days did it take? That, was, of course, would be in days where the cars didn't move quite as quickly. How many days did it take to cross the U.S. for the first time in an automobile?
Okay, I can do this.
All right. The numbers are 48, 52, 56. So did it take 48 days, 52 days, or 56 days?
Cars didn't move very fast. It was the first time in an automobile. I would say 56. I'm going to go with the biggest number, 56.
All right. The correct answer is 52.
Oh.
Just missed. So still a good week. Three out of five.
By four, though. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. 3 out of 5. Nothing wrong with that. So, again, we got you on the right track now that very slow start. So we'll start again on Monday.
Yes.
Ian, have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Hope you feel better.
That's the goal. So
TGIF, everybody. Have a good weekend.
And make sure you stick around. Coming up from 10 until noon, it is Matt and Air on Air from noon until 2, the Todd Alba Show. From 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn. And don't forget today on International Women's Day, on the Maggie Dawn Show, one of her guests will be Senator Tammy Baldwin. So Senator Baldwin will be on with Maggie Dawn between 2 and 4 p.m. today. From 4 till 6, it is the Devil's Advocates. Have yourselves a great weekend. And thanks for joining us here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.